Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, rolling through it here on a gorgeous Victory Monday in Kansas City as the Chiefs take care of the Oakland Raiders 40-9 and are this close to wrapping up the AFC West for the fourth consecutive year. Former Chief Mike DeVito with us here on 610 Sports Radio. How was your Thanksgiving, my man? You good?
Bob, it was great, brother, and it was capped off with that Chiefs win and a New England loss being up here in New England. It's a nice day to be a Chiefs fan, brother. You on solo today?
Yeah, I am, man. Josh is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. You know, it's that holiday time where he was, you know, very busy eating a lot of deviled eggs and box stuffing, I'm sure, where he couldn't come in today. So
he took a Victory Monday, too.
He definitely did. He definitely did. So what's that like, man? Are you walking around with your Chiefs stuff on like a proud peacock up there today, strutting around going, hey, New England, look out. We're coming for you.
Bob, you know, win, lose, or draw, I've been doing that the past 4 years, man. I don't even care. But it is nice when we win. And it was great to see the guys back on track yesterday. It was really what a Chiefs team, this Chiefs team looks like when they're healthy. I mean, you've just seen across the board all three phases playing at a high level. And it reminded me again at the beginning of the season and just how much talent is on this team. And when you put them all together, forget it. It's a tough team to beat. So it was great to see that. Yeah, I'm definitely walking around with a smile up here in New England today.
How hard is it, though, Mike, to put it all together, like you said?
It's incredibly hard. And that's what makes it, and I hate to say it, but that's what makes a team like New England so impressive, is the consistency. Right? They're able to put together three phases every single week. Week in and week out, three phases of the game are playing consistently at a high level. And Kansas City has been doing that as well. And I think the one thing that has, you know, been a hindrance to them this season is the injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you see some of the playmakers getting injured, some of the guys on defense. But one of the biggest things for a team that I don't think people realize where injuries affect the team is on the offensive line. That unit really plays as one unit, and they need to be in sync. And so an injury on the offensive line isn't just a one-for-one swap, right? Especially when you've got a guy like Eric Fisher at left tackle down or LBT at right guard. When you take those guys out, the communication changes, the play calling changes, how you set the fronts change, how you set the protection changes. And so it's a big difference, and it's a big loss when you have some of your starters on the offensive line out. And it was nice yesterday to see the starting unit back out there playing as one unit, and I think that made a really big difference on offense. Obviously, you see Mahomes is healthier. He's running better with the football. He looks great and confident. But it's the offensive line unit and the way they played last night, the way they protected Mahomes, the way they blocked in the run game, and just all those guys being back out there on the field at the same time again, I think that was the biggest difference.
Yeah, I think that's been huge. I think getting Eric Fisher back, obviously he wasn't great the week before the bye against the Chargers, but I thought yesterday he was just fine. I think when he was gone, we saw what we really missed with Eric Fisher. You know, sometimes you don't appreciate something until it's taken away from you, and I think we saw that with Eric Fisher being gone for as much as he was this year.
Right, and I know a lot of coaches will say, and a lot of people will argue that, you know, outside of your quarterback, your left tackle position is your most important position on the field. I mean, that guy's protected Mahomes, and Mahomes has confidence in him, knowing that he's got his blind side. And so, yeah, that position is huge. And Eric Fisher, I mean, he is just, again, consistent. He's incredibly consistent. He plays at a high level each week. And so that was a huge loss at the beginning of the season for a number of reasons. He's also a veteran leader out there. He's mm-hmm. the guy making the calls and helping getting stuff set up. And so having him out was a big loss. It was good to see him back to form and rolling yesterday.
Mike, are you to the point now where you can rely on this defense to help you win games? Or are you finally to that point where you can kick back and go, yeah, I can count on these guys?
You know what I think is, you know, I Kansas City's defense right now is built for them to be 10 to 14 points ahead because they're so explosive and they're so fast. And you have these guys that are incredibly good at running sideline to sideline, making big plays in the backfield. And so they're a team that can stop the run, right? And they did a great job of that yesterday. You saw them, you know, Oakland's coming in there. They want to run the football. Chris Jones, right at the beginning of the game, does a great job on a double team, makes a play in the backfield. So they look really stout against the run. But you don't want them to have to slow down to worry about playing the run. So I think Kansas City's biggest asset on defense is their offense. Their offense putting them, you know, 10 to 14 points ahead where your offensive coordinator says, okay, we have to bail on the run. We can't focus on the run as much. Let's throw the football. Now that's Kansas City's, you know, and Spags' defense. That's his line. That's where they're going to shine.
Yeah.
They have so much explosiveness.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Like, getting a 14-0 lead would be awesome. Like, but that's the one thing the offense hasn't done this year. Like, they haven't come out and put up that 14-0 lead with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter like they were doing a season ago. You know, like that's the one thing that's missing on this offense right now.
Right. And you think when you get now getting everybody back into the fold that you would see that again. But you're right. And especially going into December, January, playoffs, teams want to be all-weather teams. They want to be able to handle the elements. And so running the football and time of possession is going to be huge. And so if you can, you know, going into this last quarter of the season here, so if you can, as an offense, get that 10 points on the board fast, like you know you can. Kansas City has that ability. That changes everything for the defense. I mean, this defense is just built to be getting upfield, getting pressure on the quarterback. You look at it this game this week. This is an offensive line that struggled with New England, a quarterback that struggled, that doesn't do as well when he's getting hit. Really, you know, this is a pocket quarterback, not a guy they have to worry about scrambling. This is a perfect week to get 10 points up, you know, on the road in New England, because now you smell blood in the water as a defensive line. And that front, you know, the front seven, front eight, rushing the passer. So, I think you're right. I agree with you. And you'd like to see that becoming more of a thing getting into this last quarter of the season and going to the playoffs, the offense starting fast, putting 10 to 14 points on the board right away.
Talking with Mike DeVito, former chief here on 610 Sports Radio. How much better is this defense, though, Mike, right now than it was at the beginning of the season? Because I told people it's going to take some time. I figured it'd take about a month or so for this to gel. But right now, I feel like it's so much better than where we were in September.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? You're coming off a big change, Bob. When you go from Rex Ryan, Bob Sutton-style defense to Spags' defense, that's not easy to do in, you know, an off-season, a training camp. Right, you have different mentality, different focus, different, you know, it's different across the board. I mean, you couldn't be more different than these two defenses. So you're going to have a bit of a learning curve there. And again, I mean, you probably know better than I do, Bob, but it seems like they've had guys injured the entire time.
Yep.
And linebacker positions, defensive line, I mean, key positions within that front seven, front eight, you know, in the box, those are huge. It's tough to have those guys down. So new defense, guys being injured, all of that. Now you see you're getting into the fourth quarter. Guys are starting to master the playbook. They're starting to know where they can take shots. They're starting to know, you know, the nuances of the defense and you know, things you can get away with. You're starting to be able to get a feel of the guys playing next to you, right, especially on the defensive line. That's important, knowing how guys rush the passer, what guys do in the run game. And that's another thing I think we forget about too. When I look at this roster, it's you know, it's different than it was last year. And so you have new guys working together. You don't have DJ out there anymore. You don't have Tomba. You don't have Justin out there anymore. So you got new guys working together, making the calls. So a lot of things going on: new defense, new guys, injuries, all that stuff's finally getting put aside, and things are starting to take off. And you saw it yesterday. I mean, Oakland's offense isn't slouch. You know, I mean, they've put good showings this year, and Kansas City just handled them from the beginning.
Yeah, it was. It was basically from the start. This was game over, as I like to say, early on in this one. Look, I'm picking the Chiefs on Sunday to beat the Patriots. What's the feeling up there in New England right now about that Patriots team?
Oh, you got to see that they're nervous. I mean, they've struggled with quarterbacks like Mahomes, you know, with Lamar and Watson, and so I know they're nervous. you see the offense is not clicking, and New England for the past two decades has been an offensive-led team. And the offense isn't clicking. Brady's yelling at his receivers. So, look, I'm with you. I'm always picking Kansas City. You never underestimate New England, especially when you go to come out here. But I'm picking KC, too. I think they're the better team.
You know, I think when you look at the AFC as a whole, I think right now the top two teams from a complete roster standpoint, I think it's Baltimore running away with this thing in the AFC. And I think Buffalo may be your second most complete team as well from top to bottom. I think they're kind of a snake just lying in the weeds right now. After watching them play on Thursday against the Cowboys, I went, damn, they're pretty good. Like Buffalo can score. They can stop you. They're fundamentally sound. I think that's a very sneaky team right now.
You know, Bob, Buffalo reminds me a lot of the Jets in 2009 when Rex first got to New York. We had that really stout defense. You had a young quarterback, some key players on offense, good offensive line. And they're just consistent. They're in that AFC East, so they're in that, you know, they're playing New England twice a year. That's a good football team as well. You're right. Those two teams do look complete. And I love it that you see teams like the Ravens, Houston, KC with these mobile quarterbacks running around making things happen with their feet, but they can throw the football as well. And so it's cool to see that trend taking off, because those are really your top three teams, and New England, you know, being your fourth there in the AFC. You're right. I like Buffalo. Buffalo's a solid team.
I think ultimately they're going to have to beat the Ravens to get to the Super Bowl this year, that being the Chiefs. How do you stop Lamar Jackson right now?
You know, you talk about a time where it's going to be important to be 10 to 14 points up.
Yeah.
It's going to be on the Ravens. I mean, that's key. And I think the one thing that New England did better yesterday against Watson that they didn't do good against Lamar, and the teams have had trouble with against Lamar, is keeping him in the pocket. When you, as a rusher, you got to be down the middle of your guy, nothing fancy. You can't be going gap to gap with your pass rush moves. You got to be down the middle, close the pocket with your guy. Don't let him scramble out. You know, he's a good pocket passer. He's able to get the ball up. He's able to make the throws. But force him to be one-dimensional. You don't want him to be able to stay back there, throw the football, and be able to run out and, you know, get a lane with his feet. So it really comes down to the guys up front. Like, you look at L.A., that Baltimore played L.A. a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
That team was tailor-made for the Ravens to just crush them. They're playing man defense, so everybody's backs are turned to the quarterback, and you got guys like Aaron Donald up front rushing as fast as they can up the field, not staying gap sound. And Lamar Jackson just has everywhere to run the football, everywhere to throw the football. So that's not what you want to do against the Ravens. You've got to be disciplined up front. You got to close the pocket with your offensive lineman. Don't give him room to escape and force him to beat you throwing the football.
Mike, my man, I appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
Man, it's great to be back on, Bob. I appreciate you guys.
You got it, my man. We'll talk soon. Take care. Mike DeVito, former Chiefs defensive lineman with us here on 610 Sports Radio, always brings a great perspective. And he's got a podcast out as well. You can find him on Facebook and check out his podcast. I'll be on that a little bit later on today. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll talk to the mayor, Quentin Lucas. We'll get his thoughts on the game yesterday. But coming up, the time is yours. 913-576-7610. 913-576-7610. Is the telephone number. Want you to weigh in on that win over the Oakland Raiders yesterday. Saw a lot of folks who were kind of pessimistic about the win yesterday. I'm extremely optimistic about the win and where it puts the Kansas City Chiefs for a number of reasons. Where are you on this team after that win against the Oakland Raiders? 913-576-7610. The phone lines are open. The time is yours. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.